大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天下午我们的题目是摩西的两个儿子。
This afternoon's topic is the two sons of Moses.
我们最近都在学习出埃及记。
For the past few weeks, we've been studying Exodus.
也有讲到有关于很多摩西的信仰的历程。
And we spoke of many of faith journey of Moses.
还有他侍奉的精神，还有遇到的考验。
And his spirit of servitude and the challenges that he faced.
但是每一个信仰的神的工人的背后，其实都有一个家庭。
But actually, behind every worker of God, there is a family.
家庭是培养一个人的地方。
A family is a place that cultivates a person.
一般来说，我们比较少讲到摩西的家庭。
Often we don't speak about Moses' family.
今天下午我们就来看看他的家庭是一个怎么样的家庭。
But this afternoon we'll study into his family.
人一生都是被两个家庭在影响着，还有塑造。
A person's life is cultivated and molded by two families.
第一个就是自己原生的家庭。
The first family is the family where that person's grown up of.
结婚之前，在你父母的家怎么样被培养起来？
Before you are married, how you are raised up in your parents' household.
很多你的个性都是从那个时候影响出来的。
A lot of your characteristics is formed at that time.
一旦影响之后，一辈子很难改。
After its influence, it's very hard to change all of your life.
有些人有快乐的童年。
Some people, they have a joyful childhood.
他一辈子都很开心。
So for all their life, they are very joyful.
有一些当孩子的时候很不快乐。
Some people, when they're young, they're not very happy.
可能被父母忽略了。
Maybe they've been ignored by their parents.
所以他一辈子心中都有很多遗憾，有很多痛苦在里面。
And there's a hope for their whole life. Their life is filled with regret and pain.
这种个性很难很难改。
Such a characteristic is very hard to change.
除非他后来成立自己的家。
Unless afterwards they form their own family.
他的配偶对他有非常大、非常正面的这个鼓励的作用。
The spouse has very great influence and impact on him.
再加上神的帮助。
And with the help of God.
才有办法改。
That they can change their initial characteristics.
摩西至少是生在一个很敬畏神的家庭。
For Moses, at least he was born into a God-fearing family.
他妈妈把他生出来之后。
After the mom reared him.
违背了法老的命令。
She went against the order of Pharaoh.
没有把男婴杀死。
He did not kill the baby male infant.
他相信神会帮助。
She believed that God will help.
所以他就把他藏起来。
So she hid him.
直到不能再藏了。
Until she could no longer hide him.
就把他放到河里面。
So she released him into the river.
一切交托给神。
And she relied everything onto God.
结果神在命运安排之下，让摩西在法老的家庭，法老的女儿的家庭被养大。
And God's arrangement, Moses was raised up under Pharaoh's daughter's household.
So that's
Moses' second family.
And
he received the most civilized, most high education in Egypt. He enjoyed all the luxuries of the palace. But he did not forget he was a Hebrew. Because this concept was instilled in him by his own mom.
小的时候就灌输了给他。
When he was young, this was instilled into him.
所以这个观念在他心中一直存留着。
So such a concept always existed in his heart.
我们可以看到一个小孩子在他原生的家庭的影响有多重要。
So we see how great of the influence a child has when he was in his own family.
我们不要轻看说你现在 baby 还在吃奶，你就把他带来教会的影响。
So don't feel that when your baby is still being nursed, that you bring him to church.
有人说我孩子还那么小，把他带来教会做什么？只会吵，只会闹，我也听不了道理。
Some people say that they will not understand any truth. They will only be very noisy.
等他长大了，我再带他来教会。
Maybe when that person is older, I'll bring my child here.
是一个错误的观念。
That's actually a wrong concept.
你小时候不带他来。
When they're very young, you don't bring them here.
长大了，他也不会喜欢来。
When they're older, they might not like to come.
所以摩西从小就被培养。
So Moses was being cultivated when he was young.
虽然在皇宫里面也没有忘记自己的身份。
Even though he was in the palace, he did not forget his identity.
一直想为希伯来人 做些什么事。
He always wanted to do something for his fellow Hebrew.
直到有一天看到他的同胞被埃及人欺负。
Until one day he saw one of his own being bullied by an Egyptian.
出手打死了埃及人。
So he raised his hand and killed that Egyptian.
开始了他逃亡的生活。
And then he went out and flee and started a life of fleeting.
到了旷野。
He went to the wilderness.
他的生命就开始改变了。
And his life changed.
因为他被收留。收留着
because he was being kept by another family.
叶特罗就是那个收留他的人。
Jethro was the person that took him in.
就把自己的女儿嫁了给他。
And he gave his daughter to Moses as his wife.
所以摩西也结婚了。
So Moses was married.
也生了两个孩子。
And Moses begot two sons.
也开始了他的家庭。
And he also started his own family.
那我们来看看出埃及记的十八章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 18.
出埃及记的十八章的背景啊，这个时候摩西已经带了百姓已经出了埃及了。
The background of Exodus chapter 18, Moses already took the people out of Egypt.
他们也刚打败了亚玛利人。
And they just obtained victory over the Amalekites.
已经出来了，差不多一两个月的时间了。
They went out for almost 2 months.
准备要往神的山西乃山前进。
They're about to head towards the Mount Sinai, the mountain of God.
但是出埃及记在第十八章是一个很重要的插曲。
But chapter 18 is a very important insert.
是讲到摩西的家庭。
It talk of Moses' family.
有一件很重要的事情要发生。
There are some important things to happen.
就是第一件事情，就是摩西要跟他的家庭团圆。
First of all, Moses is to unite with his own family.
第二件事情就是摩西的岳父给他一个很好的建议来怎么解决他的问题。
And secondly, Moses' father-in-law gave him a very good advice to solve his problems.
我们常常想说神国大事哪许容许我们谈什么儿女私情。
Sometimes we say in the household of God, how can you talk about this kind of relationships?
家庭的问题婆婆妈妈孩子的问题不要在这里讲。
These family relationships between the children, don't talk it here.
我们是讲大事的人，讲国家大事。
We're talking about national events, national affairs.
但是很奇怪，神就是喜欢家里的事。
But actually, God really likes to talk about things that happen in the family.
神很看重一个神的工人，一个信主的人家里的情况。
God really emphasizes what's happening in the situations in the worker's household.
神要我们按着他的旨意来管好我们的家庭。
God wants us to take care of our own household according to His will.
因为不带领好自己家庭的人，不配带领教会，不配带领神的百姓。
Because if you cannot take care of your own family, you don't deserve to take care of God's people.
所以在第十八章特别讲到摩西的家庭。
So chapter 18 specially talk about Moses' family.
所以我们从这一章里面可以学习到什么呢？
So what can we learn from chapter 18?
我们就今天下午就来谈一谈他的家庭。
Now let's talk about his family.
特别是他两个儿子。
Especially his two sons.
我们看十八章的第一节
，Chapter 18, verse 1。
摩西的岳父米甸祭司叶特罗听见神为摩西和神的百姓以色列所行的一切事，这是耶和华将以色列从埃及领出来的事。第二节
，Two，
便带着摩西的妻子希伯拉，就是摩西从前打发回去的顶多。
Chapter 1 and 2 And Jethro, the priest of Midian, Moses' father-in-law, heard all that God had done for Moses and for Israel his people, that the Lord had brought Israel out of Egypt too. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took Zipporah, Moses' wife, after he had sent her back.
这里告诉我们有一天摩西的岳父突然间在摩西面前出现了。
So this tells us that Jethro suddenly appeared one day before Moses.
为什么会出现呢？
Why did he appear?
因为他听见神为以色列人做了大事。
Because he heard the great things that God has done for the Israelites.
就是埃及被神攻击，有了十灾。
How Egypt was being attacked by the Lord and had 10 plagues.
法老最终愿意以色列百姓离开。
And finally, Pharaoh allowed the Israelites to leave.
还有神打开红海，让百姓可以过。
And God opened up the Red Sea to allow the people to pass.
这个就是大事。
And that's a great thing.
所以摩西现在可以说很出名了。
So now Moses is a very popular, famous figure.
今天的讲法，他很红了，大家都认识他了。
Today, saying that he is very popular, very hot.
因为大家都知道神与他同工。
Because everybody knows that God is working with this person.
但是这个岳父呢，发觉有一些事情不太对劲。
But this father-in-law saw something strange.
为什么？
What happened?
原来摩西在工作的过程当中打发了他的太太 希波拉还有两个儿子呢，回去乡下，回去那个叶特罗，那个米甸那边。
Because while Moses was working, he sent his wife and his two sons back to his father's household and back to Midian.
他们一开始呢，应该是一起出去的，一起想要进埃及的。
Originally, it was that they all went out together, that they want to go into Egypt.
可能到后来某一个情况啊，或者是危险啊，还是怎么样呢？摩西就觉得说，哎呀，太太跟孩子在我身边啊，挺麻烦的，可能也没有办法保护他们，不如打发他们回米甸那边比较好一点。
And maybe in the process that Moses thought that it might be dangerous or troublesome to have the wife and the two sons with me, so he sent them back.
所以他们一家呢就暂时的分开了。
So his family was temporarily separated.
分开了多久也没有记载。
It did not record how long they were separated.
应该是有一段短的时间。
Maybe a short period of time.
但是叶特罗没有智慧的。
Yeah, generally he was very wise.
他觉得说一个家庭这样分开不是办法。
He thought that it's not good to have the family separated.
也不好。
It's also not good.
那他听到摩西现在带领百姓出了埃及，还要去迦南，这个可能是很长的一个征战，没有过程啊。
And then he heard that Moses took the people out of Egypt and about to enter into the land of Canaan. It might be a long process.
所以他就主动的带摩西的太太，就是他自己的女儿，还有两个孙子，要带去交给摩西，跟他团圆。
So he especially took his daughter and his grandsons to be united with Moses.
这个动作，这个细节很重要。
This action, this detail, is very important.
尤其是有时候我们呢，在忙碌我们的事业的过程，甚至忙碌我们的圣工的过程，有时候我们会忽略我们的家庭。
And especially when we are busy ourselves in our career, in our holy work, sometimes we ignore our family.
那摩西他是一个很忠心的人。
But Moses was a very faithful person.
每天想的就是神国的事，百姓的事。
Every day he think about the kingdom of God, thinking about God's people.
他甚至也没有空去想他的太太、孩子现在过得怎么样，好还是不好。
He did not have time to think about whether or not his wife and his children are well.
他也没有计划说什么时候要把他们接出来。
He also did not have a plan to bring them back.
但是呢，岳父看不对劲了，就主动了来做这个安排了。
But the father-in-law saw something wrong, so he made this arrangement.
这个也是合乎圣经的教训。
This is also according to the teachings in the Bible.
圣经是怎么来教训我们呢？
What does the Bible teach us?
我们看马太福音。
Matthew.
马太福音的第十九章。
Matthew chapter 19.
第五节。
Chapter 19, verse 5.
我们每次婚礼也都会读这一段。
Every time during the wedding, we'll read this verse.
十九章的第五节。
Chapter 19, verse 5.
并且说，人因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。这经你们没有练过吗？
And said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体了。所以神所配合的人不可分开。
So then they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let not man separate.
主耶稣讲把婚姻的道理讲得非常的实在，也非常的清楚。
Lord Jesus explained the teachings of the marriage very realistically and clearly.
主耶稣说，结婚就是首先要离开父母。
The Lord said, within the marriage, first of all, you're supposed to leave your parents.
什么叫离开父母？
What does it mean to leave your parents?
在感情上。你要跟父母脱离了。
Emotionally, you have to be detached from your parents.
经济上，你要跟父母独立的脱离了。
And financially, you have to be independent.
你可以做一个独立的成人了。
You can be an independent adult.
小时候什么都依赖父母。
When you're young, you always rely on your parents on everything.
什么时候你有资格结婚呢？
And at the point that when you're married,
你可以独立，不再依赖父母。
It's the point that when you are no longer needing to rely on your parents.
这里不是说离弃父母，不是这样，但是要离开父母。
Here doesn't mean that you had to abandon your parents, but it just means that you had to depart from your parents.
不能跟以前一样那么连了。
It just means that you no longer are so connected as before.
这个是婚姻成功的第一个阶段，第一个要领。
So that's the successful marriage, the first step.
如果一个人结了婚，还在感情上、肉体上、精神上还是依赖父母的话，这个人的婚姻是不会建立起来的，也不会幸福的。
If a person after he's married, he's still connected, and that person is still connected to the parents emotionally, financially, and all aspects, then the marriage will not be successful.
没有办法完全离开父母，就没有办法跟妻子完全的联合。
Because if you cannot fully depart from your parents, you cannot fully be united with your wife.
好，所以主耶稣说，结婚就是要离开父母。
So Lord Jesus said, the first thing is that you have to leave your father and mother.
二人才可以真正的成为一体。
Then the two can be joined as one.
那主耶稣说了，既然这样，夫妻不就是两个人，而是一体的了？
Then Lord Jesus continued to say, then the two is no longer two, but one flesh.
所以神所配合的，不可以分开。
So what God has joined together, let no man separate.
不可以分开，就是不可以离婚的意思。
That means that we cannot divorce.
但是不可以分开，也代表说你不要某种原因长期分开居住。
That also means that for any reason you cannot depart and live apart from each other for a long time.
像摩西因为神的工，暂时把家庭放在乡下。
So Moses, for God's work, left the family in the Midian.
但是这个是短期的，不可以长期的。
But that's only for temporary. That cannot be for long term.
长期的会出问题的。
For a long term, then problem will arise.
夫妻长期分开，感情会出问题的。
When the spouse are left, apart for a long time, and there will be problems emotionally.
夫妻长期分开，儿女的教育会出问题的。
And when they're apart for a long time, then children's rearing will be a problem.
所以啊，约特罗看得不对劲，赶快把女儿跟两个孙子交回给摩西。
So Jethro saw a problem in that he immediately took the family back to Moses.
他知道说，这个才是他们的家庭。
He knew that this is their household.
不是他，这个不是我的家庭，是他们的家庭。
He understood that this is not his family, but their family.
这个年轻人本身还有父母都要非常的清楚。
So this must be very clear to all the youths and all the parents.
有一个姐妹啊，一直跟丈夫吵架。
There was this once a wife had an argument with the brother.
哇，她一气之下就回娘家了。
And when she was angry, she returned to his parents' household.
又哭了，又很可怜啊，跟父母诉苦啊。
She felt very pitiable. She cried and she complained and grumbled to the parents.
妈妈听了很心痛。
And the mother was very saddened.
哎呀，对方怎么可以这样？
She said, "How can the other side treat you like this?"
爸爸都不讲话。
But the father kept silent.
等他女儿诉完苦了。
And when the wife finished complaining,
哭完了。
Finished crying,
爸爸讲话了。
Then the father spoke.
我给你留在这边三天。
So father said, I will allow you to live here for 3 days.
三天之后，无论如何，你一定要回去。
After 3 days, no matter what, you must go back.
那个是你的家庭。
Because that's your family.
你自己的问题你要解决。
Your problem and you have to solve.
你要跟你的丈夫和好。
You have to be united with your husband.
你不能用我这里做避难所。
You cannot use this as your refuge place.
那个是你的家庭。
Because that is your family.
哇，女儿一听爸爸这样讲，吓一跳。
When the daughter heard this, she was shocked. How come you're so stern?
但是爸爸不多讲，就是讲这几句话。
But the father did not speak a lot. He just said these things.
三天之后没办法，摸摸鼻子，行李收一收，还是要回家。
So after 3 days, she still has to return.
丈夫其实也很急啊，等她回去。
But the husband is actually very nervous and wanting for her to come back.
感谢主啊，两个人是同一个信仰。
But thank the Lord, both of them had the same faith.
两个人就和好了。
So both of them be united.
这个是有智慧的父母。
That is a very wise parent.
有一些父母就不是这样。
Some parents are not as wise.
女儿回来诉苦。
When the daughter come back to complain.
这很生气。
They became angry.
没关系，你就住我这边。
Then they said,
我得住我的靠山，他怎么可以这样对你？
It's okay, you just live here for as long as you want. That person cannot treat you this way.
这样两边家长的介入啊，很麻烦。
Then when the two parents enter in like this, it's very troublesome.
约特罗他知道这个是摩西的家庭。
So Jethro understood that this is Moses' family.
年轻人结了婚就不应该分开居住。
And when the youths they are married, they should not live apart.
就算为神工作的原因那么神圣啊，也不可以。
Even if they are doing holy work for God, such a holy reason, you cannot be apart.
你要做圣工，你要做事业，你要搬哪里？全家一起搬。
So if you want to do holy work, if you want to do your career, if you want to move somewhere, then the whole family move there.
所以啊，摩西就再次的看到他的太太跟他的两个儿子了。
So finally, Moses once again saw his wife and the two sons.
从这一点，我们可以看到家庭的重要。
So from here we see the importance of family.
家庭的核心就是婚姻，父母的婚姻。
The core of the family is the marriage of the husband, the father and mother.
那我们再看摩西啊，这两个儿子。
Now let's see Moses and two sons.
圣经对这两个儿子的记载不是很多。
The Bible did not have a lot of recording towards the two sons.
但是特别有记载为什么这两个儿子叫现在他们用的名字呢？
But especially records how they were named.
第三节。
Verse 3.
又带着希伯拉的两个儿子，这是一个名叫格顺，因为摩西说我在外邦做了寄居的。
Verse 3, with her two sons, of whom the name was, the, of one was Goshen, for he said, I have been a stranger in a foreign land.
摩西的大儿子的名字叫做格顺。
Moses' oldest son is Goshen.
意思的就是寄居的意思。
It meant that he was a stranger in a foreign land.
人会替自己的儿女命名啊，通常都是有特别的意思在里面。
When a person named a child, it carries a special meaning.
名字不会随便改的。
They will not change it casually.
越有思想的父母会替儿女改的名字啊，会越特别越有意思。
The more thoughtful a parent is, they'll name their children more thoughtfully.
你有没有问过你父母为什么给我这个名字呢？
Have you ever asked your parents why did you name me this?
大部分都是有一些典故，或者是有一些故事在里面的。
Most of them will carry some stories or meanings.
摩西难得生了一个儿子。
Moses had a son.
但是他把他命名为什么呢？寄居。
But how did he name his son? He named his son a stranger in a foreign land.
今天有没有人把自己的孩子命为寄居的呢？
Have you ever named your children, I am a foreigner in a strange land?
但是摩西就是这样把自己的孩子这样叫。
But that's what Moses did.
每天就说寄居啊，寄居啊，来了，寄居啊，来吃奶了，寄居啊，来帮我拿点东西啊。
So every day, stranger, stranger, come here, stranger, eat this.
为什么这样？
Why did he name him this?
因为他很在意自己曾经是寄居了。
Because he very cared for the fact that he was once a stranger in a foreign land.
我们知道摩西的故事。
We know the story of Moses.
他真的是寄居的。
He was truly a foreigner.
他生出来没有几个月就被放到那个篮子里面，在尼罗河上面飘着。
After he was born, after a few months, he was put into a basket and placed in River Nile.
然后呢？被公主发现。
Then he was discovered by the princess.
米利安就马上出来说：“哎呀，要不要找个奶妈？我帮你找个奶妈好不好？”
Then his sister appeared that and asked whether or not they're looking for someone to nurse Moses.
介绍了摩西的妈妈去当奶妈。
Then Moses' mother was introduced to be the nursing mom.
这个神的安排很奇妙，所以当奶妈又有钱，又可以看到自己的儿子。
And God's arrangement is so wonderful that the mom could get paid and also raise her own child.
住了没几年断奶了，又要送到皇宫。
But after a few years, and when Moses was weaned, he has to be sent back to the palace.
在皇宫住了一阵子了。
In the palace, after he lived for a while,
稳定下来了。
After he stabilized,
40岁要因为杀了埃及人要逃命，要跑到旷野。
And when he was 40 years old, because he killed the Egyptian, he has to flee and went into the wilderness.
40岁的摩西啊，什么都没有。
When Moses was 40 years old, he had nothing.
只有一个健康的身体。
He only had a healthy body.
还有一只曾经打死过人的手。
And he had a hand that once killed someone.
还有很好的头脑。
And he had a very sharp brain.
什么都没有。
He had nothing else.
去到叶特罗的家。
He went to Jethro's house.
叶特罗就说：“好了，你什么都没有，你就留在这边，把我大女儿给你。”
And Jethro said, "It's okay. You have nothing, but I'll give you my oldest daughter."
摩西啊，这个婚姻呢是很特别的。
And Moses' marriage is special.
在中文叫入赘，就是他是好像是女人嫁过去别人给别人了，他是本身什么都没有的。
In the Chinese, it meant that he was married into the wife's household.
他在这个家里啊是没有地位的。
He really did not have any status within the family.
因为他什么都没有，是投靠别人。
Because he had nothing, he has to live under someone's roof.
所以我们看第三节，这里特别记载啊，这两个儿子是谁的儿子呢？
So in here, it specially records which two sons they belong to.
这里说是希伯拉的两个儿子。
It says it's the two sons of Zipporah.
圣经通常不会把女人的名字写出来说。女人的儿子，通常都说男生爸爸的儿子。
Usually the Bible will not say that these two are the wife's daughter, but usually it's father's daughter, father's son.
在叶特罗眼中，就是希伯拉的两个儿子。
But in the eye of Jethro, these two are Zipporah's sons.
这个代表摩西真的是寄居的。
So this truly signifies that Moses was a stranger.
这个不是我的家。
This is not his household.
不是我的民。
It's not his people.
也不是我想要待的地方。
It's not the land that he wants to stay.
但是他就是寄居在这边。
But he was just a stranger in that land.
每天都在想家。
Every day he longed for his house.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天在世上其实就是寄居的。
Today when we live in this world, we are strangers.
像摩西一样。
Just like Moses.
摩西的一生都在寄居。
For Moses' whole life, he's been a stranger.
他120岁。
When he was 120 years old.
他总共有三个阶段，他的人生分为三个阶段。
His life was separated into three stages.
第一个阶段在埃及寄居。
First stage, he was a stranger in Egypt.
第二个阶段在旷野牧羊寄居。
Second stage, he was being a shepherd in the wilderness, a stranger.
第三个四十年，在带领以色列百姓在走旷野路寄居。
And last 40 years, he was in the wilderness with the Israelites as a stranger.
他最后只是享受要进入迦南地。
At the end, he just wanted to enter into the land of Canaan.
那你跟我今天有没有这个了解呢？
Today, do we have such understanding?
你会不会觉得这个世界就是你的家呢？
Do you feel that this world is your home?
我们大部分的弟兄姐妹都不是生在加拿大，除了年轻一代之外。
Most of us, other than the younger generation, we are not born into this land.
我们都有本来的自己的国家，自己的家乡。
We come from our own countries, our own household.
也许我们来的时候拥有的不多。
Maybe when we have came here, we did not have a lot of stuff.
现在可能慢慢的建立起来了。
Now maybe we have built up.
有一些人来的时候孩子很小。
Some people, when they come, their children are young.
这孩子自己也成家了。
And now their children have their own family.
以前孩子很需要你，现在孩子不需要你了。
Before your children really needed you, now your children are more independent.
现在看看镜子，自己也老了。
And now you look at the mirror, you look older.
有一些人呢，每年或者是每两三年都想回去家乡看一看。
And for some people, every two or three years, they want to go back to their home country.
好像啊，虽然这里很稳定了，但其实又不是真的是属于这一边。
They feel that even though here is very stable, but they don't.Feel that they belong here.
尤其是遇到事情啊，不顺利啊，或者是这个一些体制啊，我们不是那么喜欢的时候，都会想起我们自己的家乡。
Especially if they face troubles and problems, they long for their own household.
摩西他了解人生就是寄居的。
And Moses he understood that his life, a person's life is a life of stranger.
我们了不了解我们的人生也是寄居的呢
？Do we understand that our life in this world is a stranger?
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to First Peter.
我们看彼得前书的第二章
First Peter chapter 2
第十一节
Chapter 2 verse 11
彼得前书二章的十一节
Chapter 2 verse 11
亲爱的弟兄啊你们是客旅的是寄居的我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲这私欲是与灵魂征战的
Then beloved I beg you as a sojourner and pilgrims abstain from fleshly lust which wars against the soul
圣经特别提醒我们
The Bible especially reminds us.
弟兄姐妹啊，你们在世界是寄居的。
Brothers and sisters, we live in this world as sojourners and pilgrims.
你们想想，你们现在住这栋房子，你们家里都有一个地方嘛？
If you think about it, we live in our own house.
就是你是买的、租的都好。
Regardless if you bought it or rented.
在你搬进去之前，有谁住过呢？
Before you lived inside, who lived there before?
可能很多人住过。
Maybe a lot of other people lived inside.
在你以后搬走之后，会不会有人继续住呢？也会有人继续住。
And after you move away, will other people live there?
就算你买的也好
yes,
也是暂时用的而已
Whether or not you bought it You only use it temporarily
你拥有的东西也是暂时用的而已
Whatever you own You only use it temporarily
有一天我们都会不在世界
One day we'll no longer be in this world
那么我们要最关键的一个问题
Then what's the most important thing
既然我们是寄居的
Knowing that we are strangers
我们就一定要有一个方向
Then we must have a direction
不要说啊，在世上寄居的每天很忙碌的忘记自己的在世上的方向
Don't feel that you're a stranger in this world and busy yourself and lost your direction
我们去旅行
When we are going on vacation
去露营
When we go on camping
无论你是玩几天
Regardless how many days you go out
过了一半了你就很想家了哎呀还有几天就要回家了
And maybe halfway you feel that you want to go home and you feel that I want to go home
玩得再开心还是要回家
Regardless how enjoyable that trip is, you still need to go home.
不好玩也是要回家。
Even if no fun, you will go home.
所以回家就是人生的大方向。
So returning home is the great direction of person's life.
这个家就是天家。
And that home is our heavenly household.
是我们灵魂永远的归属。
And that's the eternal dwelling place of our souls.
这是摩西所盼望的。
This is what Moses is longing after.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews chapter 11
希伯来书第十一章
Hebrews chapter 11
十三节
11 verse 13
十一章十三节
11 verse 13.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，而欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
13. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth.
14.
14.
说这样话的人要表明自己要找一个家乡。
For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland.
他们若想念所要离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。
And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But now they desire a better that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and He has prepared a city for them.
信仰的始祖，包括亚伯拉罕，包括那个摩西啊，他们都是有一个盼望。
The ancestors of faith, including Abraham and Moses, they all had a hope.
就是将来一定要回家。
That one day they will return home.
他在世上的时候没有得到。
While they're in this earth, they did not receive.
但是凭着信心，远处望见，欢喜迎接。
But through faith, they saw it from afar, and they embraced it.
2015年呢，在十几天就过去了。
And the new year is about to come, and the old year is about to leave.
新的一年有什么意思呢？
What does the new year bring to us?
代表说，主来的日子又少一年，又近一年。
It tells us that the day that the Lord is coming has one less year.
也代表说你人生的日子又少了一年。
It also tells us that the journey, the life, your lifespan also decreased by one year.
也代表说我们与主的距离又短了一年。
It also tells us that we're one year closer to the Lord.
啊，这个就是一个事实。
That is a fact.
我们不知道我们在世上会活多少年。
We do not know how long we'll live in this world.
但是常常想起我们要回家。
We have to often think that we will return home.
以前我在卡加利出差的时候
，Before when I was in Calgary and I go on to
卡加利教会啊，附近都有一个墓园。
And in Calgary there is a
cemetery.
A cemetery.
有时候我没事啊，没有聚会啊，没有访问啊，我就去外面散步。
Sometimes when I don't have any service or any visitations, I'll go out and see.
有空去墓园散步是很好的。
And I'll go into the cemetery to take a walk, and that's actually a good thing to do.
那边很安静，没有小孩子吵。
It's very quiet there. There's no a lot of children playing.
在那边呢，上面是很多墓碑，很多石头。
And in there, you see a lot of tombstones.
下面呢，很多人躺在下面。
And there's a lot of people lying underneath.
我觉得加拿大的墓园很好，一点都不恐怖。
But the cemeteries in Canada is very good. It's not scary at all.
那边又很漂亮，又很多花，很多草。
And it's very beautiful. It has a lot of trees and grass.
看到每一块石头上面写的，只有两个事实：第一是他的名，第二就是他的活几年到几年。
And every stone records two facts: is that person's name and how long and when and when they lived.
这是人生的结局。
That's the ending of person's life.
你的肉体。有一天就是要去哪里
？Your physical body one day will end up there.
但是我们不是那边不是我们的家。
But that's not our home.
但是因为我们有主耶稣基督。
But because we have Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣洗净了我们的罪。
He washed away our sins.
将来要迎接我们回天家。
And one day he will welcome us back to the heavenly home.
在那边你会看到所有的义人，还有被主耶稣成全的灵魂。
And there you shall see all the righteous spirits that God has killed.
看到主耶稣。
You shall see Lord Jesus.
你会看到在主内已经先走一步的长辈，或者是你所爱的人。
And the elder generations and the loved ones that's rested within the Lord.
所以摩西每天说寄居啊，寄居。
So Moses every day he called out stranger, stranger.
所以一直提醒自己是寄居的。
He also reminds himself that he is a stranger.
如果你忘记自己是寄居的，会有什么问题呢
？If you forget that you're a stranger in this world, what will the problem be？
你就一直看重这个世界，一直看很在乎这个世界。
Then you really focus and emphasize on this world.
有些事情啊，你会很放不下。
And a lot of things you cannot put down, let go.
会为一些很小的事情很生气。
And for little things, you'll be angry.
失去一些东西也没有办法去接受。
And when you lost something, you cannot accept that peacefully.
对人的一些争端呢，也没有办法释怀。
And you cannot overlook the arguments between people.
对神也不会抓得很紧。
And you will not grab onto God very tight.
如果你觉得你提醒自己你是寄居的。
However, if you remind yourself you are a stranger.
不是消极的，就跟消极是不一样的。
This is not a passive way of thinking.
因为你是寄居的，所以时间不多，所以更要为主做多点事。
But actually, when you think that you're a stranger, you know that you don't have a lot of time. You will actively work for God.
更要把有意义的东西传给下一代。
And you will pass on the meaningful things to the next generation.
所以摩西的第一个儿子啊，叫做寄居。
So Moses' first son is a stranger.
每天提醒他你是寄居的。
It reminds him every day that he is a stranger.
我们看回来出埃及记的第十八章。
Let's return to Exodus chapter 18.
第四节。
Verse 4.
十八章的第四节。
18 verse 4.
一个名叫以利谢，因为他说，我父亲的神帮助了我，救我脱离了法老的刀啊。
For, and the name of the other was Eliezer, for he said, the God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh.
第二个名字呢，就叫以利以谢。
Second name is Eliezer.
圣经里面有很多个人其实都用同一个名字。
Actually, in the Bible, a lot of people took on the same name.
因为以利以谢很好。
Because Eliezer is a very good name.
以利以谢就是神帮助了我的意思。
Eliezer means that God is help.
为什么摩西把第二个儿子起这个名呢？
Why did Moses name his second son this name?
因为啊，他说啊，我父亲的神呢，救了我脱离法老的刀。
For he said the God of my father was my help and delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh.
因为法老本来要杀摩西。
Because Pharaoh originally wanted to kill Moses.
但是神不容许法老害摩西。
But God did not allow Pharaoh to harm Moses.
所以摩西平安地逃了出来。
So Moses ran out peacefully.
还可以住在旷野。
And now he's able to live in the wilderness.
所以这都是神的保护。
That's all God's protection.
所以他把这个儿子起名叫神的帮助。
So he named his son God's help.
所以他每天都叫神的帮助过来吃饭了。
So every day he'll say, God's help, come here, it's time to eat.
神的帮助你给我乖一点啊。
God's help, you have to be good.
每天都提醒自己。神是我的帮助。
Every day he reminds himself that God is my help.
这个名字也很有意思。
And this name is very interesting also.
今天我们也像摩西一样。
Today we are also like Moses.
其实我们也活在曾经活在法老的权下。
And we once like him live under the reign of Pharaoh.
法老就代表罪恶的权势。
Pharaoh is the reign of sinful nature.
就好像没有认识主之前。
Just like how before we got to know the Lord.
我们每天都是被法老威胁住。
Every day was threatened by the Pharaoh.
罪控制了我们的思想。
Sin reigned over our hearts.
让我们有很多不好的习惯。
It causes us to have a lot of bad habits.
甚至破坏我们的人格。
It even ruins our characteristics.
破坏我们的家庭。
Ruins our family.
所以每天我们都活在法老的刀下。
So every day we live under the sword of Pharaoh.
到最后还要被他杀。
And in the end, we will be killed by him.
因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the wage of sin is death.
但是今天神帮助了我们。
But today God helped us.
今天神最大的帮助是什么呢？
But today, what's the greatest help from God?
不是帮你找工作啊。
It is not helping you to find a job.
不是医治你的病啊。
It is not to heal you.
如果今天我们来找神，只是一心期待神帮你找一份好工作，医好你的病，我们就太少看神了。
If today we only come here to look for healings or finding a job, then we really look down on God.
给你最大的帮助不是帮助你的物质上能够更祝福。
The greatest help that God can give you is not to bless you more abundantly physically.
神给你最大的帮助是什么？
What is the greatest help that God can give you?
就是救你脱离法老的刀。
The greatest help that God can give you is to help you escape the sword of Pharaoh.
死亡跟罪的权柄。
Under to escape the reign of sin and death.
如果你不得胜法老的刀，
if you cannot overcome the sword of Pharaoh,
再给你多的钱，你不会快乐的。
Even if you are received more money, you will not be happier.
再给你大的房子，也不会开心，也不会平安的。
Even if you have a bigger house, you will not have more peace.
就算活一百岁，还是面对死亡的。
Even if you live 100 years old, you eventually die.
我们一定要得胜法老的刀。
We have to overcome the sword of Pharaoh.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十五章
，First Corinthians chapter 15,
五十五节
，15 verse 55。
哥林多前书十五章五十五节
，First Corinthians 15 verse 55。
十五章五十五节
，15 verse 55。
是啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？是啊，你的毒钩在哪里呢？五十六节
，56。
十的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。
55, O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? 56, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law.
死亡的权势很大。
The power of sin is great.
为什么呢？
How come?
因为没有一个人可以靠自己的力量得胜他。
Because nobody can rely by his own strength to overcome it.
最伟大的君王，最有权柄的君王要面对死亡。
The greatest king, they will eventually face death too.
当他死的时候是跟一个乞丐死的时候是一样的，都是断气，都是不会再回来的。
They will die just like a beggar that they will lose their breath.
就是因为罪的影响，法老的道。
And that is the influence of sin, the sword of Pharaoh.
那个毒钩啊，那个钩把你勾住，控制你。
And that is a stain that it captures you.
你看这个世界啊，我们有时候最近看那些新闻都觉得很恐怖。
Now, if we look at the world today, sometimes we are afraid of what's happening right now.
前几天在巴基斯坦啊，那些回教的激进的分子啊，塔拉班啊，进入学校开枪杀死了148个学生啊。
Just a few days ago in Taliban, some extremists, they went into a school and killed 148 children.
他们是自己国家的人。
That's their own kind, the people of their own country.
同一个宗教了。
They have the same religion.
但是都可以那么冷血。
But they become so cruel toward their own kind.
都可以这样子进去学校杀人。
Now they will go into a school and started to kill.
自己也被杀了。
And eventually they were killed.
为什么呢？
好可
没有罪的毒钩啊，控制人的思想。
Because the hook of sin it controlled their thoughts.
昨天呢，澳洲有一个家庭里面发现了八个孩子被杀死。
And yesterday in Australia, within a household, they discovered a corpse of children.
其中七个是同一个妈妈生的。
And seven of them is from the same mom.
现在警察把那个妈妈拘捕了，但是还没有控告她，但是很有可能她是嫌犯。
The police have already captured the mom, and very likely, she's the culprit.
怎么可能想象到这种事情会发生
？Could you imagine such a thing happening?
这种事情每天都在发生。现在
actually, these things are happening every day.
不同国家
，different countries，
不同文化
，different cultures，
不同地方
，different places.
这种以前想象都不会想象的那种罪，这种残忍，都在发生。
These unimaginable sins and cruelties happen everywhere.
还有世界很乱。
And this world is very chaotic.
人很贪婪。
People are very greedy.
社会也很淫乱。
And the world, the society is very adulterous.
为什么
？How come?
因为有罪的毒钩勾住人了，你出不来。好像鱼一条鱼啊，被勾起来了，还可以挣扎吗？
Because the power of sin is controlling it hooked onto people. So just like a fish, you cannot escape.
你可以改变自己的个性吗？
Can you change your own characteristics?
改变不了。
You cannot.
只有死路一条。
Your only result is death.
这是法老的刀。
That's the sword of Pharaoh.
这是五十七节。
But 57.
感谢神。
Thank to be God.
我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
But thank be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
毒钩虽然很厉害。
Although the power of sin, the sting of sin is very strong.
死亡的权势虽然没有人可以胜过。
Although nobody can overcome the strength and authority of death,
主耶稣基督可以胜过。
But Lord Jesus Christ can overcome.
因为他已经从死里复活。
Because he resurrected from the dead,
证明他胜过死亡。
It meant that he overcome death.
他流出宝血。
He shed his precious blood.
赦免我们的罪。
And he forgave our sin.
如果我们愿意跟随他。
Today, if we are willing to follow him,
依靠他。
If we are willing to trust in him,
他就会帮助你胜过法老的刀。
He will help us to overcome, the sword of Pharaoh.
所以我们今天呢，要常常想起。以利以谢。
So today we have to often think Eliezer.
神是我的帮助。
God is my help.
这个世界没有人可以帮助你。
This world nobody can help you.
你求人是没有用的。
When you ask people, it's no help.
神是你的帮助。
But God is your help.
无论任何事情上面。
Regardless what things happen.
你第一个要想到神。
The first thing that you have to think, you have to think of God.
不是靠自己。
You cannot rely on yourself.
什么事情要靠神？
Everything you have to rely on God.
无论是生活上的
whether or not it's in your life,
工作上的
in your work,
家庭上的
in your family,
信仰上的
in your faith.
所以以利以谢
so Eliezer.
所以摩西这个家庭虽然圣经形容不是很多
so within the Moses family, although the Bible did not have a lot of recordings,
但是摩西有一个很敬畏神的妈妈
but Moses had a very God-fearing mother.
摩西有一个很有智慧的岳父
Moses had a very wise father-in-law.
摩西也有一个很顺服的、很顺从的太太。
And Moses had a very submissive wife.
摩西也有两个名字改得很好了，这个儿子 乖不乖怎么样我们就不讲了，这些不在范围里面，但是起码名字改得很好。
And Moses had two well-named sons.
这个代表父母的期待啊。
And that is the expectation of the parents.
所以这种家庭就是我们要追求的。
So such a family is what we must pursue after.
夫妻同心。
That the husband and wife have one heart.
用信仰的目的来培养儿女。
That through faith, through a purpose of the faith to cultivate the children.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
381首。
381。
Thank you.